For the Dales Discussion, Ashbourne Radio's Helen Dennison spent the day at Bakewell's show.
I'm at the Bakewell Showground and I'm talking to Lance Corporal Dane Ryan. Now, Dane, you're here for the 2 days, aren't you? Tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, as you can see, we're the White Helmets Royal Signals Motorcycle Display Team, so we are here today and tomorrow. We're going to go do a few shows for the crowd, see how they can enjoy it.
So what exactly do you do then?
It's a bit of a weird one. We do a display of, like, sort of professional sort of rides, you know, cutting around, zigzagging between each other, as well as a demonstration of many tricks performed on motorcycles. Numerous men on one bike, we can multiply up, go up from that.
Tony Alcock, MBE, you're judging the best in show, aren't you?
I am indeed, and it's a wonderful occasion, a super show, and a great honour to be ultimately responsible for making the supreme best in show.
I've been told that the MBE isn't anything to do with dogs, though, is it?
No, it isn't. I used to be a world champion bowls player.
So is there anything here at Bakewell that's caught your eye?
Well, there's lots. Lots and lots and lots of dogs. But it will just be interesting to see, ultimately, what comes through. Because over the 2 days, there'll only be 7 dogs that will be sent through, winning the 7 groups. So we have a gun dog, a terrier, and a toy group. And the winner comes forward for me to give the supreme best in show. So I can't really go wrong, can I? Because all these judges have sent all these dogs through to the final. So they've got to be of a pretty high standard, and it will be about choice and about my interpretation of the dog against the standard. And obviously it's quite exciting. I've no idea what will ultimately be best in show, and I'll no idea until the 7 come before me in this ring tomorrow evening.
Fabulous. So, and do people come from a long way away to Bakewell?
Yes, they do. I've actually learnt that there is also a competitor that actually comes over from Europe to do some shows and actually visits this show too. That dog actually hasn't actually come this year, but that dog actually was reserved best in show at Crufts, and I understand it was here last year. Such is the acknowledgement that the Bakewell Dog Show is a fantastic show, beautifully set up, wonderful scenery, perfect weather today for a dog show, bit of wind, not too hot, lovely facilities, and you know, people can go and see other things. I've been down to the horses and the rabbits and the honey, and to see the parrots already before I've judged. And, you know, what a great occasion. And a great occasion, if you're just interested in dogs, that you can also have a look at the other animals and everything that the show offers.
I'm talking to Josette Simon, OBE. Now, tell me a little bit about why you're here today.
Well, it's my first time here. I have to say it's fantastic. I'm loving it. I'm here because their breeders, Tracy and Paul Clayton, they breed Havanese dogs. And last year, I got my wonderful dog, Milo, from them. And we became very good friends. And they said to me, we'd love it if you come to the Bakewell show, which I actually had never been to. And if you're free and you do some judging of the sort of companion dogs and give out some prizes and things. So I said, yes, of course I will. So I'm here.
So you've not actually had a chance to come here before because you've been very busy doing your role in acting, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I do a lot of acting. A lot of classic Shakespeare with the Royal Shakespeare Club and National Theatre, but I also do telly. I've done things like Spooks and Lewis and Law and Order and Silent Witness. And I've just finished filming the new Wonder Woman film, which comes out next year. So, I'm usually very busy, so I wasn't sure I was going to be free for these dates, but happily I was, and I'm just loving it.
It's a big change then for you and your daily life. It's just the Bakewell Showground, isn't it? How are you really enjoying it then?
Oh, God, it's not just the Bakewell Showground to me. I mean, it's full of incredible things. I mean, it's huge for start. And now I'm loving the dog shows, the horses, the whole ambience. It's fantastic. I'm loving every single second.
Alistair Duncan, tell me a little bit about what you're doing here today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we've come down to the show and we're teaching people how to fly fish. We've got demonstrations of cookery. Where we've got our resident chef, he's cooking a lot of fish dishes. He does a breakfast, lunch and dinner 3 times a day. So on top of that, we've also got competitions where people can compete for the trophy that we have. And there's some really good prizes, which Orvis have sponsored this year, which is very kind of them.
So is this for people who have done fly fishing before, or is it for complete beginners?
Complete beginners. We've obviously got 3 instructors out on the water all the time. You can improve if you can already cast, but we're mainly teaching beginners who've never fished before, introducing to the river. As I say, we've got demonstrations inside the marquee. We've got a guy who's gone in there with a bug net and it's like pond dipping really, and he's showing you all the insects that are in the river as well, so really, really good.
So it's not just fly fishing then, there's lots of stuff to see and do, is there?
Absolutely, yeah, there's something for everybody. Mums can cook while the kids can fish.
Can you say that?
Of course I can.
What about the mums fishing and the kids cooking?
Well, it could be that way around, or even dad's cooking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it can be anybody, yeah. And I'd say we actually teach quite a lot of ladies now to fish.
And can, obviously, we're down at Bakewell Showground today, but are people able to come and find you locally to learn to fly fish?
Yeah, we have a shop in Bakewell. We do free lessons throughout the year, up to October. Take people down, generally start them on the grass, where it's nice and safe. And then if they like that, we can actually then take them out on the water and put some hooks on it, and hopefully they'll catch a fish.
Alistair, thank you very much.
You're right, you're welcome.